In his latest executive order, Scott called for two independent audits of the prison system to be done. DOC spokesman McKinley Lewis says they'll be completed sometime in the fall.
It calls for increased oversight and accountability for the department through independent audits of our agency's operations, and those will be done by the National Institute of Corrections and the Association of State Correctional Administrators.
He's calling it an improved institutional oversight, and that's not the same as an oversight committee or commission that's a permanent standing body. So Section 1 is positive, but I don't think it goes far enough.
That's George Mallinckrodt, a former DOC mental health counselor, who says he's hopeful about the part of the order directing the prison agency to work with other state agencies on mental health issues. There's also the change making two facilities test cases for doing more to help mentally ill inmates, as well as those in the general population.
And then perhaps lessons can be learned from this exercise. And, you know, if we can prove that updating an institution will reduce recidivism and result in the humane treatment of the mentally ill, then that's a good thing.
And DOC spokesman Lewis says there's a reason Lake and Liberty Correctional Institutions were chosen.
Because Lake has a mental health facility within that institution, and then Liberty is extremely similar to a lot of other institutions that we have. So by modeling this prototype at Liberty, it will give us a pretty good vision as to how it will work at other institutions, because we have a lot of other facilities that are structurally very, very similar to Liberty.
Meanwhile, Florida lawmakers failed to pass a comprehensive package last year to reform the prison system plagued by inmate deaths and allegations of abuse by prison guards. So Governor Scott issued an executive order in May that included some of its elements. It allows for tracking use of force incidents, surprise inspections, and policies to protect DOC employees reporting wrongdoing from retaliation. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.